Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Between the harshness of reality and the pulse of the Dawah, translated. When reality harshens before the Dawah carrier, the stagnation is not only external, its shadows extends inward to the heart that once overflowed with hope. Suddenly it grows heavy with exhausting questions. Does the speech have any effect? Does the voice have any echo? Or does the wind swallow every Dawah? The Dawah in its essence is not so much a struggle with people as it is a struggle with time. The Dawah carrier carries an idea that seeks to see the light, while reality is sometimes harsh. It does not respond easily and does not open except after long patience and repeated knocking. Here, in the gap between the desire for change and the reality of stagnation, despair creeps in stealthily, like smoke. It is not visible at first, but it helps the soul if it settles. Yet despair in its true nature is not evidence of the failure of the Dawah, but instead of the intensity of the bearer's attachment to its results. It is another phase of the eagerness to hasten the fruit before its time. However, the sunan ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for worldly life do not bend to the wishes of individuals. They proceed according to a deeper rhythm where seeds sprout in concealment before appearing on the surface. The most dangerous matter the Dawah carrier faces is not people's rejection, but reducing his mission to immediate response. The Dawah is not a deal measured by quick results, but a message planted in awareness that may remain latent until its time comes. How many words were accepted in a moment of heedlessness, only to bear fruit in a later awakening? How many stances did their owner think were fleeting, only for them to become a turning point in the lives of others? When reality hardens, the first thing that must be reviewed is not the sincerity of the message, but the flexibility of the style. A living idea does not die, but it may need a new style, a different entry point, or a heart closer to the people. Hearts are not opened by force, but won by gentleness. They are not led by coercion, but drawn by wisdom and beautiful exhortation. Moreover, no matter how sincere the Dawah carrier is, he or she is not responsible for the results, only for conveying the Dawah. When this truth settles in the soul, it liberates it from the burden of expectations and restores the clarity of intention. He or she no longer works to see the impact, but because they believe that the act itself is worship and that every sincere effort has its place in a scale where nothing is lost. Therefore, despair is not the end of the road, but a statement of alertness and an invitation to restore balance between the heart and the mind, between enthusiasm and wisdom, between hope and patience. If the Dawah carrier can pass through this moment, he or she emerges from it deeper and with greater understanding of the nature of the path. Reality may harden, but it does not remain so forever. What seems solid today may crack tomorrow under the effect of a drop of water that continue to fall with patience. In the end, the Dawah carrier is nothing but that drop, small in size, yet great in effect when it persists. Thus, despair is not expelled by force, but melts away with certainty, because the truth remains, because the sincere speech does not die, and because the path, no matter how long, is not without an end. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Munis Hamid, Wilaya, Iraq. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.